Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
On this episode of Crown Jewels, Prince Andrew is labeled as a long-term problem. Duh.
Prince William apologizes for not showing up to support his team, despite being the president of the Football Association.
And the royals are having an off-site to decide the future of the monarchy, and we're dying to know what's in store.
We are back with another episode of Crown Jewels, the elite podcast for the royally obsessed, presented by Betches Media. I'm Lex Nico.
And I'm Samantha Bush. And Lex, I'm so glad to see that you're alive and you're well and you're not underwater.
Hillary, she really came and went in like, you know, a fast pace. I posted on my Instagram. I was like, it's like she had a layover and then she left because you would never tell that we had this tropical storm like 48 hours ago. It's blue skies.
I have a confession.
Tell me.
It's really embarrassing.
Go for it.
So for like 2 weeks on Twitter, I had been seeing like Hurricane Hillary, Hurricane Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, let me tell you, I didn't realize that it was like a real hurricane. And I thought it was like a nod to like Hillary Clinton because like all the Trump indictment stuff. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, get him, girl. Like, yes, queen. Like, Hurricane Hillary. Like, and then it wasn't until the
tweeting,
weekend.
Like, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, eat him up. Like, so stupid. And then I saw like over the weekend people are like, it's here, like we're batting down the hatches. And I was like, oh, like Hurricane Hillary. Well, also, like, I've never heard of a hurricane in that side of the country, so like that was another thing. Like, I was so confused.
It's not normal at all. This is like the first time they've had it. But like, we, first of all, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
I was like, literally, like, I was like, yes, girl, like, like, get him, better emails. Like,
I you got this. So I'm crazy. Proud of you. It's literally a hurricane and tropical storm barraging across the West Coast.
Earthquakes. Like,
I know. So and then funny. A hurricane. I'm like, leave it to LA to like brand everything. Within 2 seconds, we had this hurricane. Well, we got a tropical storm. We didn't actually get a hurricane in LA. And then we got this 5.1 whatever earthquake in the middle of it. And I'm not kidding you. I was lying on the couch and like I had gotten so prepped for this because I didn't know what to expect. I live in like a townhouse, so it's a walk up. I'm like, if there's flooding, it could come into my living room, all this stuff, like all the wind. So I was like, really, I hit up Home Depot so hard, bought out the place on Saturday. Yeah. Also, all those like memes and tweets that are like, if you want to meet a man, go to Home Depot on like a Saturday morning. Not even kidding. Like the way I was there by myself, like that these men were all just willing to help me out.
Willing to help.
Couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was like, what is going on here? So if you're looking, forget the apps.
I think where you go to Home Depot is probably like a great
place to meet like a hottie. Now,
for
like,
sure. Yes.
Because I was also at Home Depot on Saturday morning.
Not the same.
My mom and I weren't experienced. Like, people were more than willing to help us, but no one was looking good.
There were some cuties. I was really surprised.
You need to go back.
Yeah, I've got to go back and investigate. Maybe this can be like a thing now.
Yeah, do like a home improvement. Like, start a home improvement project and just go to Home Depot.
I know. I do need some AstroTurf for my sort of like front area. Anyway.
AstroTurf?
Is that what it's called? The fake grass? Is that what
it's called?
I don't know.
It just sounds so official.
You know what? The most two educated queens here on the
Crown Jewels podcast. Yeah, like, don't ask me. Like, I thought Hurricane Hillary meant like Hillary Clinton. So who the fuck knows?
Oh my gosh. But anyway, we survived. I was vibing in the rain. I was like, this is so cozy. I have everything I need. My emergency kit's ready to go. Boom. Earthquake right in the middle of it. And I'm telling you.
That's fucking crazy.
I did not even flinch off of that couch. Because I was like, let me just ride this out. The couch is like moving sideways. I'm like,
are you serious?
Let's just see what happens here.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? What am I going to do about it?
Yeah, at like, this point, like, it's you fine. Know, I can only do so much. And I really went hard at the depot. So we survived. And
I'm glad you're good. Glad you're alive.
So I'm like ready to go get back to it. And here we are. How are you?
I'm pretty good, you know.
How's the boot?
God, that boot got me from IKEA to Home Depot to Target. I was totally fine, had no pain. It was really incredible. It's almost like doctors know what they're doing when they suggest a boot. It's like, who knew? But overall, you know, we're thriving over here, you know. Did some home improvement projects.
Love that.
And if that doesn't say I'm in my early 30s, I don't know what does. So.
I love it. Yeah. I can't wait to see it come to life. And I did... I had a moment where I saw you post that you were at IKEA and I was like, oh, like.
Can I tell you? I didn't buy a single thing.
Really?
I went through the whole place and didn't buy a single.
The whole maze. Not even like a candle, like a little kitchen. Well,
I like had stuff in my cart. Mm-hmm. I had like a little like pot, like the things you put your pots down on. Mm-hmm. Like when they're off the stove or whatever. And like a few like other like weird like little things. And then, like, I got to the end, and I was like, I don't fucking need these. Like, Mom, we're leaving. Like, I'm not going through the checkout line to, like, check out with these three things that, like, I really don't need. I was like, let's get our asses to Home Depot. So we went to Home Depot, got some paint, got some, you know, equipment for that. Mm-hmm. And, things are looking good.
That's exciting.
Things are looking good. Yeah, riveting combos, you know? Home improvement projects.
I'm in my mid-30s. This is riveting conversation for me. Yeah. I'm like, should we get a glass of wine? Yeah. Do we want to like cook a seasonal salmon? Maybe a nice wild rice
engagement
pilaf?
Chicken. Yeah, please.
This is where the TIG would come in so handy.
Oh my God. One can hope.
Time will tell. It's coming. Mm-hmm. I've decided.
It's coming. I sense it.
Well, Sam, it's time for tea and crumpets. Do you want to start us off with some royal subjects for our royal subjects?
You know, I would love to.
Thank you.
As always, you know, guys, Prince Andrew is the worst. So there's this article that came out, I believe the Daily Beast. Mm-hmm. And they're basically just like, Prince Andrew is going to be a longer term liability than Prince Harry and Meghan. And I'm like, guys... We know, like, it's because they're assuming or there's some rumors swirling that like more Jeffrey Epstein, you know, stories are going to be coming out. And obviously that doesn't bode well for Andy.
Yeah. So there are these reports that there's more to this Jeffrey Epstein story, like maybe another documentary or something that's coming out. But like. I just have two things to say right out of the gate here. Number one, Andrew more of a long-term problem than Harry and Meghan? Fucking duh.
You're right.
Like, they are not even on, it's not even apples to apples. It's insulting. It's insulting that you would do this. And number two, Harry and Meghan are a long-term problem because you and the Royal Rota made them a long-term problem.
Right. Like,
people adored them. And there was this clear shift.
you can't compare the two. Correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we might not all agree with like Prince Harry and Meghan's behavior or actions when it comes to certain things, but like Prince Andrew was palling around with Jeffrey Epstein. There's photo evidence of it. There's like, you know, in the black books, there's Prince Andrew. Like, it's pretty obvious. And so that was part of the issue, I think, the whole time with Prince Harry and Meghan was they were like, why are we getting all of this hate and not someone who's like literally a monster?
Yes. Yes. Like, and, you know, allegedly, and I use allegedly very loose, a criminal.
A criminal.
So it's just insane. And this whole article, honestly, this whole article pisses me off because, again, it's just this constant, like, it's so easy to throw Harry and Meghan under the bus. And, like, let's be real, of course, they had all, they did what they did, and there was all this sensation, but they really haven't said anything about the royal family in a while. And they cannot keep their names out of their mouths, these reporters, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and they're like, Charles has done the right thing to rise above it and carry on with the work of the monarchy, da 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 da. Well, like, get rid of Andrew. Get rid of him. Like,
it's, I feel like he's trying to get rid of him, but I just think Prince Andrew is just like,
so stubborn.
Yeah, like, he's just such a prick, and he just is making this impossible. And rather than like taking the L and being like, yeah, I should leave, this isn't working for me, whatever, whatever, or like, you know, this is a bad look on the monarchy, he's so deeply narcissistic that like he just doesn't think he's doing anything wrong, and like he's like delusional. Yeah.
But also, he's getting his way. Like, in this article, it says, the plan to eject Andrew from Royal Lodge in Windsor seems to have been nixed, the paper reports today. And that's the Sunday Times. So, like, he gets to stay put. He gets what he wants. I'm sure Fergie gets to stay, too. So, what lessons are we teaching this man? There's no consequence to his action.
Nothing.
But sure, he's more of a long-term problem than Harry and Meghan. Shocking.
Yeah. I just think, obviously, I mean, I'm not reinventing the wheel when I say this, but you know, the names Harry and Meghan just sell, you know, ads and whatever. So it's like, that's definitely why they have to like invoke their names. But I just wish that they would stop, you know?
100% agreed.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know I'm a sports girly, okay? Mm-hmm. I love my sports.
And, like, you're being serious. Like, I need the listeners to know.
Oh,
like,
I'm being dead ass
serious. She's not, like, someone that, like, is a fair weather sports girl.
No, like, I'm in the weeds she's of all of this. You would think I'm a bookie at this point. Like,
yeah.
But Prince William. So, okay, context. It was the Women's World Cup, which I will move forward refer to as the World Cup, because we should. And the finals, it was Spain and it was England playing in the finals, okay? The Lionesses are what the English team refers to themselves as. Prince William did not attend the final game, okay? Mm-hmm. Because the family was going on vacation. Now, he makes a video with little Charlotte, again, soon to be the hardest working woman
in the literally, world. She's Princess Anne.
She's Princess Anne 2.0. God. But he puts out this video with Charlotte, like, on his knee or in front of him or whatever, being like, I'm so sorry I can't be there. We can't be there. Like, we're wishing you all the best. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on vacation. So it's not like he had work obligations. People were livid. They were livid because they could have gone. The family could have attended. But also, they're like, you're like tokenizing your daughter because it is the Women's World Cup.
Well, and, you know, people were pointing out on Twitter, they're like, even the way this is like whole video is like directed and edited is so cringe because it's so like formal. Like, yes. But tries so hard to be informal.
Yep.
It just doesn't work. And they could have, I mean, he should have been there. They should have been there.
Yes. And so they did this. Remember the UEFA Women's Euro Cup? I can't remember the actual term of it, but the Lionesses won that. And they made this same type of video. And I remember being like, oh, this is like so wonderful and cute. But it's like, this team continues to show up. Once again, you are a country united. Like, why wouldn't you take this opportunity to be there?
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
It really doesn't. And then to not have like all the kids in the video with you, not to have Kate in the video.
Right.
Like, William, I mean, this kind of goes into our Make It Rain. It's just like, Kate is the reason why we're watching.
Yes.
Like, I'm not watching this video to like see William.
At all. Couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less about the worm. So, I don't know. And then it was really, really funny to see like the other monarchs kind of take note of how much shit he was getting, I think.
Yep.
And they were, oh my God, they were doing the most. Doing the most.
We had Queen Letizia like of Spain, and Spain won. She was in the stadium cheering on her country. Like you pointed out, she's on the field after. She's literally on the field
jumping around, like embracing and hugging like all the women on the team. The guy's getting in some hot water.
Oh, the coach that kissed the team, the people on the lips? Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's not great.
That's a whole other conversation.
Queen Letizia, you know, obviously stunning, beautiful, gorgeous. She's on the field. She's jumping around. Like
she's in it. And it makes William look even worse.
And then who else? It was another royal family, like, invited the whole team to, like, their castle. It was, like, Holland or something.
Oh, really?
Sweden. It was somewhere. Yeah. Sorry. Like, fast and loose with these facts. No. But it was just, like, so to see, like, these people really embracing, like, the Women's World Cup and, like, obviously, you know, in America, like, we love women's soccer ever since, you know, Mia Hamm. Who am I? I don't even know.
Seriously.
I'm just like throwing out names like Megan Rapinoe or whatever. But, you know, so it was a bummer. I don't think the women in the U.S. like made it very far this time, but that's okay.
Yeah, so the women, the U.S. team, and it was a big upset. There were a ton of upsets during this tournament. Mm. And yeah, there was a lot of like really top seeded teams were like getting ousted very early on, and then certain teams like Jamaica made like the qualifying 16, which like they've never done before. Like it was a really, really great tournament. But obviously one that was not great enough for Prince William, the president of the Football Association, let me also point that out, to attend.
That's the other thing. That's the other part. Like this is your team. Like you love football.
Correct.
What are you doing?
I don't know. And if, let's say, like, there's competing conversation in the media, right? People are like, they're on vacation. People are like, oh, he has a duty to be wherever they went, whatever. But, like, you should have been there. And if you were supposed to be somewhere else, you should have sent Kate. You should have sent Kate there. You should have sent Kate to Australia to the final. Like, somebody should have been there, and they weren't. And then there was the whole joke on top of it where people were like, if Harry wanted to do something so bitchy and so catty, he should have gone. I'm glad he didn't.
I was thinking that.
But, like, that would have been so fucking funny.
Or if Meghan, like, debuted on Instagram, like, wishing congratulations to, like, all the women. God.
To women everywhere.
Yeah, to women everywhere. You're celebrated.
And, like, they're doing some hardcore damage control now because People Magazine literally an hour ago posted an article saying, like, find out what Prince William whispered to Kate Middleton before their balcony kiss on royal wedding day. Why on August 22nd, 2023, are they posting
Lex, you're joking.
2011. I'm dead fucking serious. And all it is he asked her, shall we do one more? And they kissed twice.
Wow. Swoon. What?
Yeah.
It's so fascinating and fun to like look at how they always combat like bad press, negative press.
Like they think they're being sly.
They're not. It's like when Lisa Vanderpump would on Bravo, you know, I always invoke like the words of Bravo. She would like leave the messiest trail behind her of like all of her dirty work. It's like we can see you orchestrating and like coming up with these plots and everything like that. And so it's like we can see them do the same thing. And that's always funny to me.
It is. It's really funny because it's like now it's so blatantly obvious. But, you know, maybe a year or two ago it might not have been. But it's just too like it's too much.
Mm-hmm. And we know more like how it works.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, huge. That's a big L. I don't know what they're going to do to make up for it, but it's like all around the perfect storm. It's a Hurricane Hillary, baby.
It's Hurricane Hillary. It's Hurricane Hillary. Ugh. Well, for our last Ian Crumpet, it's something that I've wanted to talk to you about for days.
Okay.
Prince Harry and his hair. Something is going on. Something is afoot with his hair. He debuted these luscious locks. So I don't know how else to describe his hair texture other than like frothy. Okay. Like it always looks very like frothy. Like it doesn't, there's not a lot of density, you know, like there's not a lot of density to his hairline. And now, you know, I'm not shaming men that go bald. I understand it's very traumatizing. It's whatever. He's a prince. I'm sure he'll get over it. But he's doing, so he debuted a fuller look.
Yes, fuller, darker hair.
Fuller, darker hair. And I think it's definitely more than just dyeing the hair. He's done something because it's like full.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing, right? This is a photo of Harry that's published to the tech startup BetterUp that he's the chief impact officer with, right? And in this photo, he's got this full, like you said, luscious, frothy locks, especially in the middle toward the back, okay? Now, people highlighted that when he was in Japan, though, which is his most recent spotting, the hair is a lot thinner and lighter in terms of sparsity that we appear to see in this photo. Mm-hmm. And so the whole thing is that people are slamming him because he criticized Prince William for going bald in Spare.
Right.
But it's like, you're like, I don't know what's going on with his hair. And I'm like, Sam, baby, he's balding. But he's in denial.
He's in denial. And I can't tell if he's actually like done something. It might just be Photoshopped.
I feel like it could be Photoshop or it could be like he tried to dye it. You know, but like he tried to dye it for more fullness.
Yeah, because that top of his head is hanging on by a thread.
He's got a, it's clear he has an issue with this, even the fact that he's commenting on his brothers.
Just get hair plugs.
Yes, thank
they
you.
They look great. I've seen some great hair plugs. Look at Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
Talk about great hair plugs. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Perfect. Like, they're not like what they used to look like. Like, back in the day, I feel like hair plugs used to look like, as Miranda Hobbs once said in Sex and the City, it's crop rotation on your forehead. This, like, you can make them look really natural. He has, obviously, great resources.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, just do that.
Just do it.
Just do it.
You know who has the best hair plugs I think I've ever seen? And
who?
Go look it up. Steve Carell.
Oh, my
God.
If
you look at season one of The Office, this man's hair was thinning.
Steve Carell
hair. And now he's like a salt and pepper daddy with a full head of hair.
Oh, my God. You're so right. Yeah. Yeah, that top. Woo, that was thin.
That's all he's got to do. That's all Harry has got to go do. And it's, again, clear. It's like a point of contention for you. If you're photoshopping that hard and fast for the BetterUp website. Yeah.
And I understand, like, for men, it's, like, a very big deal. Like, they're very concerned about their hair loss and everything like that. And I totally get it. But, like, just get the hair plug.
Just get the hair plugs and be done with it.
It's better than that Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Gosh, I know. So bad.
It's chilling.
I'm looking up Matthew McConaughey hair plugs. It's gorgeous because they still kind of kept his hairline like a little back. You know, they didn't want to go too much. So it looks very natural.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
It looks good. And then didn't he like become the spokesperson for Rogaine?
Oh, my God. Did he?
I can't with these dudes. Yeah. I mean, I would say top three for me are these two now, Steve Carell, Matthew McConaughey, and Machine Gun Kelly is another great hair plug example. And you know what? Harry should just take these three images mm-hmm. straight to the doctor.
Yeah, like how we take like our Pinterest board to get our haircuts. Like he needs to take these photos. And
he's
you know
gotta
what?
Gotta have a secret
Someone
board.
On his team listens to this podcast. I know that they do. Yes. I sense it in my gut. They're gonna listen to us.
Good. I'm glad. Embrace it. You know what? There's nothing wrong with a little self-improvement.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, Lex, are you ready to make it rain?
I am. And you know what? I am salivating over this one because King Charles is said to be hosting the Royal Summit at Balmoral later this, like, in the next coming weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what this is they are all going to get together. They're basically having an offsite. I don't know, for the corporate girlies, they're having an offsite where they're all going to get together, create their, you know, short, mid, long-term vision for the royal family and set out those specific roles for, you know, Prince William, Princess Kate, Camilla, whoever.
The whole
And they're
going
to get together. maybe some team bonding exercises.
It's giving Succession.
Trust falls. I know. It's really interesting. But they're going to talk about, you know, what their duties are that they need to fulfill and where the priorities are. And so one thing that is quoted here in the article is saying, you know, His Majesty is very clear. The Commonwealth must be at the very heart of his reign. He sees it as his utmost duty to fulfill the sincere wish of his late mother, Queen Elizabeth, that one of his central roles must be to ensure not only the survival, but the robustness of the organization. And so it's getting serious here, okay? Mm-hmm. I am very curious to see what comes of this. And, you know, we talked about it last week where, like, you said it. Kate's going to be front and center of this strategy.
Yeah. And she should be.
Mm-hmm.
She really should be. Because it's, you know, I think because now they don't have, like, Meghan and Harry to kind of, like, shift duties and, like, you know, all of that, too. It's really all on William and Kate to kind of, like, hold this family together. Which is a lot of pressure, like, especially on her, because, like I said, Prince William isn't selling magazines and newspapers and headlines. Kate is. Kate's also selling outfits. She's selling accessories. She's, you know, the affiliate links are just
beauty, makeup, swiping think about up. It, you know, like, the possibilities are really endless. Like, she is low-key an influencer.
She is, literally.
She's just not saying swipe up, but you know what?
No, I miss swipe ups.
I know.
Swipe ups are so much better than links, but that's a conversation for a different time. I really would love to be a fly on the wall. Same. And I would love to know kind of how soon all of this that they're discussing is going to actually be taking place. You know what I mean? Like, when is it going to be enacted?
When will it be implemented?
Yeah.
I would guess. I don't know. If I'm looking at it again from a corporate POV, if they're doing this, they're planning in the coming weeks, you know, end of summer, September, fall. Yeah. They're getting ready for Q1, you know, to kickstart. Yeah. It's going to be a whole new monarchy in 2024, babes.
I sense it. And I think like enough time has passed since the queen, you know, has, you know, died. It's been about a year now. He had his coronation back. I can't believe it's already almost September and that happened like months and months ago. It feels like it just happened. And I feel like the dust has really settled with the Prince Harry stuff. Like, I think like they're all just really ready to like move on and like really put their heads down and like make this monarchy something different, but yet probably keep the same like threads, you know, that they had before, like when the queen was alive. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting, and it's going to be interesting to your point. It's like they have publicly over the last year, knowing that in September we're coming up on the 1 year of the queen's passing, like they have publicly mourned her death, gotten through it, and like carried on. But I feel like now Charles is like, I am ready to kick it in high gear. Like, it is my time to shine. I am in control. I don't know why. I just feel like he's like all in now.
I feel like he's got something cooking. You know, something big.
And he knows, like, how precious and important this next year is.
You know that TikTok sound where it's like, I want something big. I want something that says, I'm here. That's King Charles right now.
Oh, my God. If they launch a TikTok, I will truly lose my mind.
I will scream. Why don't they? I need them to listen to us.
I don't know.
Prince Harry and Meghan are listening to us.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Somebody from this team has to listen.
What do you think the future looks like?
Oh my God. I mean, you know, I've got a couple of directions, right? And I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. Like we said, obviously, I think, you know, Kate takes a front and center role. Obviously, Charles and Camilla, although they are the king and queen / queen consort, like, they're older. They're in their, like, mid-70s. They can't be. And again, I hate to say it. Like, no, I feel like they're lazier than Elizabeth was, right? So
much lazier.
Like, this man went on a vacation after the coronation.
He went on a solo vacation. He was like, Camilla, I don't even want you here. You need to go on your own separate trip, please. That is such a Scorpio move. Like, I can't even tell you. Like, he's like, please get the fuck away from me. I need to be alone with my thoughts.
So I really feel like it's Kate and William front and center. I think there's a huge dial up on the sustainability conversation.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if they were smart, I don't actually think they're going to do this, but like they would, you know, tighten the purse strings, at least for optics, given what's happening, you know, in the UK right now in terms of the economic climate.
Yeah.
But
will they? Probably not.
Probably not. I think it's going to be Kate. I think we're going to hear a lot more about Kate and her initiatives. I think there's going to be a huge play on like young people and children, leaning into the fact that she's a
family.
Mother. Yes. And you know what? I would be really interested to see what they do, not what they do, but like what happens with George. Like, he was a part of the coronation. He's, you know, future King of England. Like,
he's double digits now.
Yeah. Like, it's time to get to work.
I also have some weird, like, woo-woo girl, intuition vibes. Tell me. I can see a world where we start seeing a lot more Pippa.
Oh.
Pippa and Kate.
Tell me why.
I just think, like, I know she's not technically, like, a royal.
Yes.
But I think, like, Kate and Pippa have this, like, dynamic duo, like, power between the two of them. That I can just like see her kind of maybe palling around a little bit more. Like, we'll start seeing her peppered in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because because now she has young kids now.
Yes.
She's not the same Pippa. Oh, God. That whole dress butt debacle.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. That was like.
That was a different time. Yeah.
America was down bad.
What
at that
a
point.
World.
I remember like at the time, like when everyone was talking about her butt, I was like.
I love that you like have to hesitate to even say it because you're uncomfortable.
I know. I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, she's a.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I can just kind of see her kind of like more Middletons because like I just think Beatrice and Eugenie, they're always going to be so tied to Andrew.
Yeah.
That it just kind of maybe won't look as good. And like people don't like love them.
I know. I also wonder, maybe we could get more Zara Phillips. We were talking about Kate and like going to the rave with Rose. Like, we could be seeing more of Rose Chomley, which would be so fucking weird.
Also,
I think, what? Tell me.
You know, last week how we were like, how come there's no photos of Kate at this rave? I saw photos. She was in a black, like off the shoulder, like top. It's exposing some shoulders.
Okay. Oh my goodness, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I love how she looks so chic at a rave.
I know.
Like, I'm literally, I've like gone to concerts on the beach, which like house music, and I'm literally in like sweatpants.
Yeah, I have never attended a rave.
Well, you know, there's still time, clearly. But okay, and then, sorry, the last thing I will say, because as normal, I'm getting off topic. So as of now, there is, you know, people are like, oh, is Charles going to try and bring Harry into this for like a peace offering, da da da, and the rumor is no. But I think if things don't go according to plan, there is a world where Harry and possibly Harry and Meghan come back as working royals or for guest appearances. I don't think I don't think that that door is closed.
I don't think that door is closed either. I have a feeling that they'll be back for the holidays. And I think we'll see them doing like a little walkabout maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about your Scorpio King. Charles's birthday will be coming up before the holidays too. Could, you know, Harry go? Would Meghan? I don't think Meghan will return at this point.
I don't think so. And people are speculating because Meghan hasn't been seen with her wedding ring on.
I know, but like, again,
I hate speculating about that. But then again, like, you know, I did see, we were just talking before we got on the mic about Farrah. Not wearing her ring. And we were like, they're broken up.
I know.
So I don't know.
But like, I don't, I think certain people like Farrah, this is, it wasn't even about the ring for me with Farrah. It's about the Instagram dynamic. It's like you're posting your fiance, you're posting all these images. Kyle is posting him, and suddenly he's disappeared from the grid. That was what was indicative for me. I don't think a wedding ring is always indication. Like, you know, another one, Ariel Charnas, the fashion influencer, like she never wears her wedding ring, and people always debate that. And it's like, but she literally, she talks about it all the time, how like she doesn't always wear it because she's got three kids. Like, so I don't know. I don't know.
We could do a whole separate podcast on her.
Girl, I have.
Fascinating.
I have.
I have.
I'm interested to hear what happens with this summit.
I hope we get Archie and Harry in the UK together. Like, I think that'd be a cute moment.
I know. And like Archie with Louis and like double the faces, double the memes.
Oh, so much content to be had.
I know. We're just going to have to see in the coming weeks, but we'll get some news. And I'm looking forward to what those plans are.
Me too.
And I'm really regretting not applying for that chef job because maybe I could have been there.
You'd be making $12 an hour fighting for your life.
But you know what? I'd be getting the tea.
You would be getting so much tea. Think of the NDA you have to sign.
Oh, gosh.
It's probably insane.
It's definitely wild.
I'd be writing a diary. I'd be having like a diary. I'd be
for the memoirs. Well, Sam, it is time for our favorite game of Mail or Fail. One of these is a real headline from the Daily Mail or a similar publication, and the other has been completely made up by our producers. So will we spot the mail or will we fail?
All right. So option number one, suit up. Suits, reboot, rumors, swirl. But will Meghan be a returning star? And then option number two, bye-bye black sheep. Vegan activist charged after stealing the king's royal sheep. It has to be two because it's too crazy. It's too random.
Oh my God. See, I thought it was one because there is like Suits.
Suits is taking like off. It's very crazy.
It's so weird. It's like trending on Netflix. And I saw this tweet that was just like, Peacock put Suits like front and center when you log on. And someone was like, Peacock is so that girl being like, it's been here the whole time.
Literally, like, please, like, watch it. So you think it's number one?
I do.
Okay. I think it's number two, but let's take a peek. I was correct.
Oh my gosh.
Vegan activist charged after stealing the king's sheep from his Royal Sandringham estate and driving away with the animals. Three animal rising protesters have been charged over allegedly stealing King Charles's sheep. Sarah, Rose, and Rosa are the women who were charged. Yeah, they were all charged. Let's see. It's an offshoot of a climate group called Extinction Rebellion. Mm-hmm. Claimed to be behind the theft when it released a video of three women walking through a field in West Newton, Norfolk, and loading three lambs into the back of a vehicle. Now, this is my fucking problem with young people.
Okay.
Because these people are in their early 20s. So they're young to me.
Yes.
Stop videoing everything. Stop. You'll get caught. Are they dumb?
But I think they want to get caught. No. Do they?
Because
they want awareness. It's like Jane Fonda protesting and getting arrested. Like, it's like they want to be arrested in protest because they want to shed light on this issue. It says, you know, they believe that transitioning to a plant-based food system is the key to solving climate emergencies and seeks a future where no animals are exploited.
Wow. Okay. Now that makes sense.
Were these animals going to be used for food? Another question I could answer if I had gotten that chef job.
Oh my God.
Like, are they taking these lambs because they think that they're going to get murdered?
They think they're going to get slaughtered.
Okay.
And the lambs, in case you're wondering, their names were Sammy, Sunny, and Sudi. And the women stole them thinking that they were being taken to slaughter, TBD if they were.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
I mean, this is just a lot.
It's a lot.
I understand that this is just one of, it's Sandringham Estate in Norfolk, but like they just walked on the property, took these lambs. There was no security or cameras or anything. That is also something that's odd to me.
Very odd.
Where's the protection here?
Very odd. And you know what would be a really great move? Is if Prince Charles like had a talk with them, like sat with them and like talked about climate change and activism. That'd be a great move.
Yes. That would be a great move. It's his entire MO.
Yeah.
Why not flip the script? Oh, man.
They're going to be attending court on September 28th, so be on the lookout.
Okay. I will surely be on the lookout. They're going to get like a fine or something.
Yeah. Something's happening. I mean, someone threw an egg at him. Yeah. Like, and he's fine. He just can't buy eggs, I don't think, for the rest of his life or something. Yes. The UK is a wild place.
I know. This is really so interesting.
Well, Lex, to finish up, let's name our spotted dick for the episode. Who do you think has been a real steamed pudding this week?
You know, you would think because he was on the docket, I would go Prince Andrew. But I just, for the Lionesses, for England, have to go Prince William. I gotta give it to him. You could have been there. It's just such an L.
If he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he would.
You know?
And that's all you got to know.
Yeah, I would agree. Prince William is definitely on my shit list. Because Prince Andrew's like always, you know, number one.
He's just like consistent number one.
Number one, even when he's not, like even when we don't talk about him, he's still going to be there. But Prince William is definitely on the shit list because he could have been there, you know. You know who wouldn't do that? Ted Lasso. He would be there.
Ted Lasso would.
That's like the only like football reference I have. I'm like, Ted Lasso and Benedict like Beckham.
No, you have to watch Wrexham. Please. Does Danny like sports?
What's Wrexham?
Welcome to Wrexham is a docuseries on Hulu. So you know Ryan Reynolds like bought the soccer team in Wales, right?
Yes.
And so it's him. And I can't remember the other guy's name. Rob McKinley. He's on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So they did a docuseries because they bought this struggling football club in Wales. And then like the club just, I'm pretty sure the club like just won. And now they're bumped into like another category of the league. And season two comes out September 12th again.
Wow.
Like, I don't work for Hulu. But I'm very excited about it. But you should watch it.
That gives me enough time to watch the first season. So.
And they would definitely be there. Yeah.
Fuck William.
They go all the time. Blake would be there.
Blake would be there. The most non-actress actress that's ever lived. She's horrible, but love her as a person, just not as an actress. Let me be clear. Well, you guys, that's it for this week's episode of Crown Jewels. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
We'll have new episodes every single Thursday, so be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss our next episode. Tell all of your royally obsessed friends and follow me at Lex Nico.
And you can follow me at Bravo Historian. And until next time,
may God save the bitch.
Betches.